Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on Hump Day. We're going to get you all the way to go home time on a Friday, but right now it's Hump Day. You are halfway to the weekend. In the meantime, we're still in number one of today's Triple Dipper, and I'm just talking about the regulation of medication. I mean, you've got any number of things that have to happen in state and sometimes federal government related to the medical industry, whether it be insurance or pharmaceuticals or whatever else. And you think, okay, that makes sense. And then you look at some, you go, why do we have to have a bill for this? Well, one of the ones that gets a little confusing is, if we're a free market country, how is it that starting up a new insurance is like a major conundrum for people who are Republicans? Well, we're there right now. We've got a bill in the state legislature. ALFA, the Alabama Farmers Federation, I mentioned before the break, is working on a piece of legislation to offer health plans to its members. I'm going to bring on somebody who knows about it firsthand because he's been working the issue pretty heavily. Preston Roberts is the Director of Legislative Affairs for ALFA, and he's on the phone right now. Preston, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for making some time. I guess you've been in the State House today, huh?
It has been full speed ahead today and really this week and over the past probably 6 weeks as we work on this health plan piece of legislation.
Well, I talked to one of your guys, several weeks ago. He told me this was your legislative priority for the year. Am I right in saying that?
That is correct. Yeah, we have been hearing a lot from our members that are really, it would shock most people to hear what they're paying per month and premium cost.
Well, that begs the question, that may be the why. I'm sure there's a business decision here for ALFA. You guys are already in insurance and a variety of other different policy venues, but you've not been traditionally into the health arena. And a lot of folks don't realize too, ALFA, I'm an ALFA member, and I'll put that out there right up front. I have been for years. But ALFA people or ALFA folks are members of the organization, and you're trying to offer something to your members. Give us the background on it.
Yeah, sure. So the Alabama Farmers Federation is at its core a membership organization. We were founded in 1921, so we've been in the state serving our communities for over 100 years. We're made up of members in all 67 counties who farm and live and serve in those communities. And, you know, a lot of people know us from ALFA Insurance, but few know kind of the background of it. And the reason that we started a property and casualty insurance back in 1947 was because farmers in rural Alabama had a really hard time getting insurance in those areas. And so our members came together to solve a need that was being experienced in the countryside, and they formed a property casualty insurance. And so in the very same way, our members have recognized a need among farmers and really small business owners where they fall into a coverage gap where they earn too much in a lot of cases to get a federal subsidized product, which makes, you know, your commercial insurance products much more affordable. And they don't have an employer that's covering and subsidizing the cost of those plans either. And so we have heard as high as $2,500 a month on insurance premiums. We had a farmer that came to the State House last week and testified in a public hearing and said that he paid more in health care premiums that year than he did to send his son to Auburn University for the year. And so it's an unsustainable path they're on right now, Phil.
Well, I mentioned before on my show before you came on that Blue Cross is the giant in the state when it comes to health insurance. They have been for many, many years, and they've got a lock, and they don't like competition. But one of the things that kind of bugs me is this is a free market society, and the free market says there should be competition. But you're getting a lot of pushback on this bill right now, aren't you?
We are, yeah. And anytime you upset the status quo in Montgomery, you're going to receive pushback, and especially in an area as established as health care is in Alabama, from the hospitals to Blue Cross Blue Shield to doctors. I mean, it is, when you are perceived as upsetting the status quo, you're going to have a lot of pushback and a lot of questions, certainly.
Well, right now the pushback has been keeping this bill kind of jimmied up, but I understand y'all did get it out of the House committee. You've got a great sponsor, State Representative David Faulkner, is a good dude out of Hoover. But House Bill 477 is the bill. Is it moving in the Senate also, or is it strictly a House bill right now?
No, we're strictly a House bill right now. We did introduce a Senate version at the beginning of session, carried by Senator Arthur Orr from Decatur. He also carried that bill last year for us, so this is the second year that we've introduced it. We introduced it a little late last year, but thought we would go ahead and file it and see what happens, see who came out, you know, against it. And so we have, this is the second year, but we are pushing the House version. And yes, it passed out of committee yesterday with four amendments added to the bill.
Yeah, and this is language that, you know, that a lot of my listeners might not all recognize, but these were not all what we call friendly amendments. I know that the bill sponsor, he can't do anything about the committee voting them on, but these were not all amendments he thought were good for the bill. But in the end, do you have any indication it's going to come to the floor sometime soon?
We expect for it to come to the floor as early as next week, or as early as tomorrow.
Okay.
That is our expectation right now.
Well, so, all right, Preston, answer me this then. What is this thing going to do for you? Is it gonna result in the lower premiums you're talking about? Is it going to be a comprehensive health plan? Like if they had a Blue Cross, it'll be comparable in some way to coverage that farmers need? Because I can tell you right now, if you can meet those standards, people are going to buy the product, and I guess that's why Blue Cross is looking at losing some customers. They don't want to do that.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about this legislation, Phil, is that we're not operating on a hope that this plan works. This identical piece of legislation has been adopted in 10 other states.
Oh,
so
wow.
We can see in those other states that those members in those states are saving anywhere from 30 to 60% on their monthly premiums. I mean, that could be a savings of $1,000 to $750 a month, which is huge for a family farming operation or a small business. And these plans are comparable, very comparable, to what you would find on a commercial insurance product. They cover all the things that you would expect a commercial insurance product to cover. I saw their offerings and have looked over them extensively, and I can't really find any differences between what we would be offering and what you could find on a commercial health insurance plan.
So I know that you've been counting heads. You've been out there, and I'm not going to ask you to tip your hand if you don't want to, but do you think you got the votes for the floor?
I believe we do. Yeah, I feel we have worked very, very hard in trying to educate members about what it is that we're trying to do and what it is that we're not. There's been a lot of misinformation out there around this campaign, and so I feel like we are in a really good position to pass this bill should it make it to the floor.
Well, let's talk about that then. You just brought it up. I was about to ask. I've seen some outright bald-faced lies about the legislation. I've also seen some fears about the legislation. What are some of the misnomers? What are some of the things people are saying that just really aren't in the bill or wouldn't happen?
Well, one of the main things is that this is going to upset the health insurance market for the state, and that it's going to raise premiums for everybody else. And that's just not true. We have looked at these other states. We have studied their markets extensively to try to combat some of that misinformation, and it's just not true. In a lot of cases, premiums went down, and the number of providers went up. And so it doesn't have an effect on the ACA marketplace for everybody else's premiums like they have claimed. And the reason for that is that this is really only attractive for a small group of people. If you're on an employer plan, this is probably not going to be attractive to you. If you're on an ACA subsidized plan, this is not going to be attractive to you.
Yeah.
If you are out there and you're a sole proprietor, an independent contractor, a small business owner, and you're paying full freight, this could be a great option for you, and that's who we're able to serve.
Well, and I think that's the case. I think you're exactly right. I mean, the reality is if a row crop farmer's wife is also a teacher, then they've got great benefits because she's a teacher already. But if the whole family works the farm and they're a sole proprietorship, then they don't have the option to pull another plan in without paying massive premiums. Well, listen, I mean, I'm excited to see where it goes. Now, we're down to, what do we have, like 9 legislative days left, something like that, 10?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're down to the wire, brother. I mean, if you don't get this thing out of the House here like ASAP, it's not going to have time to move in the Senate. And I know the opposition knows that, and they're counting days as quickly as y'all are. So a lot of work left to be done, right?
The clock is ticking, as always. And, yeah, we've got to move fast, but we have done a lot of work on the front end and trying to negotiate a lot of, you know, the concerns that members may have. And so I'm hoping that that pays off and that once we get moving, we move really fast.
Well, I would love to stay in tune with this because this hits a lot of the markers. I mean, first of all, Alpha was an organization that I was almost always aligned with when I was in the Senate myself. And then at the same time, you guys stand up for conservative principles and for farmers. And then there's also the piece of this that I think needs to get talked about more. There's a thing called the free market. And competition is what America is supposed to be about. And if y'all build a better mousetrap, it's just supposed to be allowed in, you know, with maybe some stipulations. But you just don't deny the opportunity for the free market to be in effect. And I'm hoping that the free market Republicans down there in the State House take a look at it that way, too.
I agree. Hey, this isn't being forced on anybody. It's an option.
Yeah, and that's a great point. All right. Well, listen, we're going to stay in tune with this. But for right now, Preston Roberts, Director of Legislative Affairs for the Alabama Farmers Federation. Thanks for your time, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. Yeah, that's so I've got several pieces of legislation that I want to bring up, but that was top on the list. And I didn't know we were going to have the tariff discussion, so it waylaid part of my conversation. So I tell you what, when I get back from this break, I'm going to jump on into a couple more pieces you might want to know in terms of the regulation of medication down yonder in Montgomery. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.